Jesus compares the Holy Spirit to wind. In fact, it's stronger than just a comparison. In the New Testament, the word for wind, breath, and spirit is the same word. The word is pneuma. It's an onomatopoeic word. It's a word that sounds like what it is. We have the word pneumatology, the study of the lungs, is what the word comes from, pneuma. Wind, breath, spirit. Jesus tells us that the wind blows where it chooses. You hear the sound of it. You do not know where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone who's born of the Spirit, who takes flight on the wind of the Spirit of God. During the winter months, I try to run outside as much as possible. I call the treadmill the dread mill. But I have to dress for the cold. And looking at the temperature is not enough. You have to look at the wind. And I've learned that for every 10 miles per hour of wind, I add an extra layer to keep warm. Meteorologists call it wind chill. If the wind is strong enough, it can make 30 degrees feel like 10 degrees. But when I check the wind speed on my phone, it only tells me what the wind speed is at that moment. When I get out there, it may have changed. Little to no wind at all, or maybe even stronger so much that it's about ready to knock me over. There's no way to predict, really, what the wind will do moment to moment. Jesus tells us so it is with the Holy Spirit. I've never gone sailing, but you'll hear sailors speak the same way about the wind as it carries them on the water. Airline pilots will talk about this factor when they fly their airplanes, air traffic control. Even rocket scientists must take into account the wind. The wind can quickly change one's takeoff, landing, direction up, down, sideways, right, or to the left. And Nicodemus, a teacher of Israel, doesn't seem to understand this, even this natural phenomenon. How can this be? I don't believe Jesus is scolding Nicodemus, but rather ribbing him a bit. Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? You don't understand the Holy Spirit, Nicodemus? This rabbinical teacher? Nicodemus, an expert in the scripture, in the Hebrew Bible, should remember Genesis chapter 1. God's Spirit, the wind of the Holy Spirit, also in Hebrew, or the breath of God, is over the waters. When God speaks, let there be light. And then there is light. Nicodemus should remember, just a chapter later, that God breathes into the nostrils of Adam's lifeless body, and he becomes a living being, created out of the dust and the breath and spirit of God. Nicodemus should remember the Exodus, that God parted the waters of the Red Sea by a strong east wind, Ruach, Spirit. God's people escaped slavery and death when the Spirit blew a path forward on dry land through those walls of water. So it is with the Holy Spirit. You can hear the wind, but you cannot see the wind. It's invisible. Even hearing it will not tell you exactly where it is coming from, or where it is going, or how slow it's traveling, or how fast. It is the Spirit of God. His breath and his wind blows into our world and continues to renew his creation. This teaches us a lot about what it means to walk by faith and not by sight. We cannot say with certainty what the Holy Spirit is doing in our lives at any given moment. We cannot take a snapshot of the wind or the Holy Spirit to know exactly what he is doing. But we do know that the breath and the wind of God's Holy Spirit comes from the one who is lifted up from the cross of Christ. It is grace oriented. Jesus himself says that he must be lifted up, and he will draw all people to himself by that same wind of the Spirit. The wind comes from whatever direction and goes in whatever direction it wants to. But the wind of the Holy Spirit is bound to the grace and love of God. It is always blowing graceward. We'll remember, too, that the Holy Spirit is a person. He is free. He has a will of his own. He's free to blow wherever he chooses. But he is fanned into flame by the love of God in Jesus, who dies to break the power of sin, death, and evil. The Holy Spirit's mission is to blow us toward the cross and to carry us up into heaven underneath the sails of our faith like eagle's wings. And the wings that catch up this wind of the Holy Spirit are faith and prayer. Prayerful faith and faith empowered by prayer. Prayerful trust in God will lead us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Our job as God's trusting people is to respect the freedom that the Holy Spirit has to go and do whatever he chooses. We can question it, but we'll never quite be able to understand it or him. Our call is to trust in his goodness, the continuous breath of life that he breathes into our lives. On the day of Pentecost, the disciples are gathered in prayer and worship at the temple. They did not know ahead of time what was about to happen, when the Holy Spirit would show up. They prayed that it would happen, but they never knew quite when. The Holy Spirit comes in with a gale force and roaring wind that day. When the Holy Spirit shows up, he empowers them. He breathes into them life and courage and energy to speak of the mighty works of God through Christ. The Holy Spirit gives them breath to share the good news of Jesus in all the diversity of human language and people and culture. And then he sends them out, carried out by that same wind of grace and joy, beginning in Jerusalem, going throughout all Judea, Samaria, and even to the end of the earth. This is the same Holy Spirit that blows into this place, that fills this sanctuary, fills these temples of the Holy Spirit. He's that same gale force wind through his word, through holy baptism, through the gift of the Lord's Supper. He breathes his spirit into our nostrils, into our ears, into our mouths, into our hearts. We are born from above. We are born again and again. We are born of the Spirit and renewed by the breath of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.